All right, so we're on Peres HaIlan, Hakdama Zion, in Sif Sechein, Hasfira v'Chag. Okay, so Minah Yisrael Torah. L'hamidi lanos b'Chag HaShavuos b'bate knesses b'bate midrashos v'gam b'batim. So we have a minhag to put up trees in our homes, and in the base knesses on our shuls, and in our bate midrashim. On the holiday of Shavuos, b'chdei shebechol hayoma yiskor velo yishkach milavakesh rachamim al ha'ilanos hanidunim b'yom hazeh. So it's really to remind us of remembering that on this day, the trees are being judged. Really, the peros ha'ilan, the fruits of the trees are being judged. We're supposed to remind us to actually ask for mercy. Right, because our teachers of blessed memory, our wise ones of blessed memory, they say that on a tzeres, like it says in Rosh Hashanah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, we're judged on the peros ha'ilan. They should grow well, and they should give nice fruits. It's not literally just on the literal fruits of a kai gam al nishmos Yisrael hanikram peros, but it's also talking about the souls, the Jewish souls that are called the fruits. Kevan shegedelim v'noldim al ilanos shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because those souls are grown and then are born on the tree, a Hashem's tree, whose sfirat teferet hanikres gufa d'ilana. Right, that's considered to be the idea of the sphere of Tiferet, which is called the body of the tree. Who we mena, what?
Like the trunk of the tree.
Right, the trunk of the body. Who we mena yotzin peiros ha'ilan, and from that place is where the fruits of the tree come from. Meaning, if they extend from there. Heim haneshamos hatsomchos. These are the souls that grow on the tree, which is Hashem's tree, v'heim nikron tzviras malchus. So it's interesting. So the tree itself is tferes, the core of the tree, and what comes off of it is the sphere of malchus. V'nei, kimo b'rosh Hashanah v'chodesh tishrei rotzah kadosh baruch hu lashkiach v'lidrosh ma'aseh v'pulos b'nei adam, just like on Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei. Hashem wanted to be involved in the actions of a person, mishum shu yom chidush ha'olam begashmius, because that's the day of the renewal of the world in the physical realm. Kain rotzah kadosh baruch hu biyom matan Torah shu yom chidush ha'olam beruchnius. So too Hashem wanted on the day of the giving of the Torah to have, right, which is the day of renewal of the world of the spiritual. So he wants to be involved, l'hashkiach v'lidrosh al nishmos Yisrael. So just the way there's a judging of the physical realm on Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, here, when it comes to Shavuos, Hashem wants to be involved with the souls of the Jewish people. And to judge them if they have fulfilled the Torah and its commandments that were given on that day, or did they not live up, and did they nullify, not keep or fulfill themselves like they were supposed to be appropriately? So what's interesting is, we have this idea, there are two times in the year that you read the Tochacha, right? The before Rosh Hashanah and before the holiday of Shavuos. And why? Do you ever hear the reason? The reason that's given is Shatich Lashana v'kil Loseha, that the year should be finished and all of its negative, the negativity should be wiped away. Shatich Lashana v'kil Loseha, all the negativity, all the curses. So Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei, it makes sense that you read the Tocha before that. Why before Shavuos? So here you see that there's this idea of judgment that's occurring. There's a Rosh Hashanah here as well. That's that of the spiritual realm, connected to the Torah itself. This is why we bring and we put up the trees in our study halls and in our homes. Kadesh b'chol hayoma be'ezo makom sheyia yizkor v'yitbonin sh'achshav danin al nishmasa. It's a reminder on this day, wherever you are, about this idea that your the souls are being judged. Be'ezo ofenia nira ruchniuto b'shan haba. Like, what's our spiritual selves going to look like in this coming year? V'im yizkor la'amod b'tchias ha'mesim. Or are we going to be Yozocha to be, I guess, it's interesting, Lamod B'Tchias HaMesim. I don't know if that means like when we get to that place that we would come back B'Tchias HaMesim or be able to witness it. I'm not sure what that means. V'im Yizke Lamod B'Tchias HaMesim. V'Lehonos Meziv Hashchina B'Tzel Hashem Yisbaruch Olam Haba. But I guess the idea, to be in a place that will be Yozocha to these things. V'bi Yado Sha'ata Hu Yom Hadin Haruchani. And that when now you know that this is the day of judgment for the spiritual, yit amitz lashuva l'Hashem, yit yirachameo, right? You'll get strengthened to do tshuva, to really to go return to God, and Hashem will have mercy on us. Look at this osvav here. Danin b'shvos im yamu b'tchias ha'mesin, king kasa b'tola'as Yaakov. Dehayom ha'kadosh hazeh yirmoz el ha'olam sha'achar ha'tchia. This is like it's a hint to the world after the resurrection. Sha'az yitangu b'nei ha'olam ha'hu b'guf v'b'nefesh yachad min hasuda ha'sichlit ha'mu'utedet lahem. Right, so that we're going to be able to take pleasure in both physical and spiritual together from this they call it like a supernal Suda. No. Let's say a better word. Hasuda hasichlet. It's like an intellectual meal. Kemo shahaya mitaneg adam arishon beguf v'benefesh kodem shechata. Just like man before the sin, he was enjoying both physically and spiritually. Because the world will then return back to its original wholeness. It's interesting. Chametz represents the physical body, and the matzah represents the spiritual side. They're brought together on the mizbeach, on the altar, gama nefesh v'haguf yitangu yachad bi'idun ha'olam ahu shehu ziv hashchina. So too, what's interesting here is that the physical, the spiritual takes pleasure from the ziv hashchina, right? Kemo shematzim l'moshe v'eliyahu. So there's like a fusion of that. There's an ability for the physical realm to take pleasure as well from the spiritual realm. It's like it's like when you see the Ramban and Rambam have a machlokas whether or not Tchias HaMesim, when the physical bodies come back, whether or not the physicality will last. The Rambam seems to say that over time the physical will go away and we're left with just a spiritual being, whereas the Ramban seems to say that the physical will be there, that there's like almost like an elevation of the physical to be able to combine both, to be able to experience the Ziv HaShechina, right? To be able to really appreciate Hashem's presence, you know? It's interesting. So now, Ubira in Yanhu. So back to the mill here. So the explanation of this is, Dekemo Shabi Ilan Hagashmi Nimsa Guf Ha'ilan Shabo Ein Shem Pirud V'Kula Chad V'Hit Kalut. So just like by the physical tree, the body, or we called it the trunk of the tree, there's no separation. It's all together. Kamo chayin hu b'ilano shal kadosh baruch hu shem imenu somchod nishmat Yisrael. So to the figurative tree of Hashem, where the the souls of the Jewish people grow from. Everything is there. All of it's inclusive. Ki sviras teferes nikres amuda de emtzeuta, right? Because the teferes is the idea of the middle pillar. Hakola bo tzad hayimin tzad asmo, because it really, it synthesizes, it unifies the right and the left. Vigam nikres briach hatichon hamavriach min hakotze lakotze, hainu. Because what it's really doing is it's a connector. It's like the vav hachibur, right? It connects the upper hay, which is in the intellectual realm, and it brings it down into this idea of the hay tata, the lower hay, which is malchus. Shekulam ke'echad ne'achazin bom. Right, so it really is like it's symbolic of the ultimate unification, right? This oneness, unification. So the Torah itself is called Teferes, Shekol HaTeferet Shel Bnei Yisrael, who Sheoskim B'Torah Umit Nahagin Kefi HaTorah, right? That the Jewish people, the whole glory, well, no, not glory, the splendor, no, the Tiferet is translated as the splendor, the beauty.
Usually,
let's say go with the beauty here. The beauty of the Jewish people is those who are toiling in Torah and who are living according to the Torah. Va'ideza zochin ledvekus b'Hashem lehitachid b'Hashem liyot kigof echad. And through that, they're zocha. They're now able to connect to God, and to be one with Hashem, like one body. Ke'ein tzvirat teferes shehu guf achad. Just like the idea of tzvirah is this idea of oneness of the all being incorporated together. V'chein amru chachmeinu zal kod shebirichu v'arayis of Yisrael chad. And that's this idea that Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. Because through the Torah we become one with Hashem. And so too this idea of Teferes is also hints to the idea of the unification of people, man and his friend. Kabbalah Satara, because this is one of the prereqs for receiving the Torah. Kimosha Kasa Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ken Neged Ahar Ki Ish Achad B'Lev Echad Lachin Tzarch Lizar Mo B'Zeh. So we see that one of the prereqs for Matan Torah is that we were there, unified, by the mountain, right? We were like one heart, Ki Ish Achad B'Lev Echad. Because so you see that this is a very important quality when it comes to Torah. And that's why Shavuos is only one day. It has this idea of this oneness. It has this. It's a standalone on its own one day. And so also it's like this idea of the one day as opposed to multiple days of a holiday is also to hint to that through the Torah we connect, the Jewish people connect with God to be one. V'yesh l'das de'echad meha'anyanim shedanin l'mala b'hayoma es kol echad m'Yisrael hu kama chidush Torah yischadesh. So one of the things that we're being judged on Shavuos is what kind of chidush Torah we're going to, what type of new ideas we're going to come up with in Torah. Ve'ezo sug chidushim yechadesh in benigla benistar, right? What type of new ideas, what types of new chidushim are we going to come up, whether it be in the revealed or in the hidden Torah? V'kvi ma'ase ha'ish v'kidushas ma'ase b'hayoma kein yikabel ha'ora al kol hashana kula. And whatever, based on your actions on this day, and the sanctity of our actions on this day will also be commensurate in terms of the type of spiritual light that will be apparent or influencing on the entire year. Well, it's that, and therefore, Therefore, we have to do an awakening from below. That's why we should learn the oral Torah at night, and during the day. And to really strengthen ourselves, come up with new ideas in Torah. Often lefaresh hamikraos hastumim al pi hakadmos mitorah shabal peh, so that we should be able to use, or we should be able to learn those hidden, or not said, like really the sentences, right, that are kind of locked, but to uncover in a way these things using the Torah shabal peh. And this is going to create a tremendous unification above. Right? To be able to unify the oral with the written. And through this activity that on Shavuos of being involved in learning Torah, right, and both also and then applying the oral Torah to be able to unlock the things that are hidden or really are embedded in the written Torah, that when you do those activities, it should have a tremendous positive impact, that it's going to bring down tremendous, right? It's going to bring down tremendous flow of spiritual light, in the sweetness of Torah. And should impact, right? Right. So then it will have an impact on his learning, right, for the rest of the year. Gam yesh la'asok b'yom hazeh b'sitrei Torah ki hay yoma misuga l'kabel ha'aros v'hasagas b'sodas ha'Torah. So this day should be involved in the hidden Torah as well, because there's a special skula to be able to get tremendous. I guess there's an expanded ability to be able to really take in these hidden the secrets of Torah on this day. So it's like a tremendous schooler to be able to unlock and to be able to access maybe things that aren't usually accessible. Now, the Isaac b'shtei haTorah, so now the involvement in both the Torah Shabbat Sav and Torah Shabbat Peh, yechashev ki'ilu hikriv l'fnei Hashem ha'karbon shel shtei alechem. It should be considered like you're being bringing the sacrifice of the two lechem, ki ha'Torah nikres lechem, like it says l'chu lachmu b'lachmi, right? So like there is this idea that Torah is sometimes referred to or is compared to bread. So therefore, you bring these two breads. What are you really talking is the shtei lechem is the Torah shebichsav, the written and also the oral. V'bazeh, and then through this yuvan tam l'min ha'gisrael Torah. And this is why we have the tradition to read Megillas Rus on Shavuos. The Hatama Pasher Hu Shabo Mesupar Yichuso Shel David HaMelech Alav Hashalom Shenifto V'Gamnola B'Chag HaShavuos. Why is one of the reasons that we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos is because David was born and passed away on the holiday. Ach Zetzarch Bir, but needs explanation. V'chi Karinan told us Kol Tzadikim Yom Oled it. Do we read about the lifetime or about that tzaddik on the day that they were born? Ach yadua she David HaMelech haya hamer kava l'sfiros malchus. But we know that David HaMelech, he was the chariot. He's the connector. He's the conduit.
Yeah, the vehicle.
Good, nice for the sfiros malchus. Shehi b'chinas Torah Shabbat Peh, and this is really like we think of Malchus. It is really the idea of Torah Shabbat Peh. Let's look at this little footnote here on Ted Vav. David Melchav Hashem Hayahamer Kavel Esirat Malchut VeKamosh Esirat Malchut Lesle Megarmi Klum Rakma Shemikabel Es Mealyonos. You know that Malchus has nothing of its own. It's all what it receives from the above. Kamo Disav Zara Kadosh. Aretz Aliona, the Lesle Nahora Migarme, it has nothing of its own. Shainla or Mitzadatsma Rakhi Kli Lakabel Kol Hanitamla. All it is a vessel and can take what it gets. K כן לא הייתה לנשמאס דבר המלך שנה מלך לאחיוס, והיה צריך להיות נפל חס ושלם, right? He only came to life because it says that Adam gave him 70 of his years, right? So we see that David HaMelech in his existence is emblematic of what it means for Malchus, right? The idea of, right? So now, so what is that? But it's also associated with Bechinas Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, and he's also, look at turn the next page to Tazayin. You see this, Tazayin? So Kain Mavur Bepetach Eliyahu Malchus Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh Karina La Binyan Mavor Lahalan. Okay, so he's going to explain it coming up. Okay, now, so back here. So now, Ach Yedua Shedavar Melech Hayah Hamer Kabbalas Viyad Malchut Shehi Bechinas Torah Shebaal Peh Lachein Daika B'yom Kabbalas HaTorah Shebechsav. So Davka, that specifically on the day that we get the written Torah, Haridu Min Hashemayim Hanashama Shehi Hamer Kabbalas Viyad Malchus Torah Shebaal Peh Bechdei Sheyeh Matan Torah Vishleimus. So here we have Matan Torah, Torah of the written, and with it at the same time you have the soul, which is going to be the Merkava for the Sphere of Malchus, which is Torah Shebaal Peh. In order that you'll have a whole, the Torah will be now be in its in a complete state. It needs to have both. It needs to have the written as well as the oral. And why is she called Rus? She's called Rus because she, and from her came David, who was the one who supplicates. I don't know. Yeah, or praises and brings bright praises and song. And what does this mean? Nubir ha'inyanu. So this is interesting. Rus. Diyadua mitzvah makadoshim dashem shel ha'adam hu sharish nishmaso v'chiyuto. We know that the name of a person is coming from the source or the roots of their soul and their living, their source of life. Okay. Now this is wild. So here comes along this guy Eglon, and what does he do? He chooses this name Rus, and it's because there's some kind of Ruach HaKodesh or Lekro Levito Rus Agam Shehu Lo Yada Hatam Hamiti Ki Hayalo Cheshbonos Acheres Bezeh Hashem. He must have had his own reasoning as to why he came up with this name. Ava Hamisaviv Kolasivo Hasivos. But Hashem, who's again like the one who causes all, Nata Malibo Sheikra Osa B'zeh Hashem B'kavan Hanal. But we see that Hashem implanted within his heart that he should call her this, with this intent, with this idea that she's going to beget a David who's going to be the one who is right, who's going to be the what's the word again? He was the Rivahu of the Shiros and Teshbachos. Okay, v'chein tzibah Hashem Yisbarach shehi ba'atzma lo shinta et shema ba'asher zeh Hashem hu misharash nishmata. And that's why we see that she never changed her name because it really was right on in terms of identifying her, in terms of her, the depths of her existence. How about that, v'chiyuto? Existence. Did you say existence?
Yeah.
Got what?
Oops. I like that.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the inyan shem rushu kedila halan ki hashem adnos meir besfiras malchus. Right. So when it comes to the name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Adonai, it's really the idea of malchus. Because shem malin osa. Right. When we do and do the miloi Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Guess what? Gematria is Taf Resh Ayin Aleph, which means what? V'hakavanahu. The Milas Perusho Sha'ar. Shesfirat Malchus Hu Hashar. It means the gateway. It's the pathway. It's the gateway. Let's say gateway. Because Malchus, the sphere of Malchus is the gateway and it's the opening. Likanis ledabik b'Hashem Yisbarach. So here we see, again, Adnos, Tafresh Ayin Aleph, right? And you can now take that and make it into, you say it's Resh Ayin, and then the Taf, how do you get to, how does this work?
Sar is
oh, look at this. You see this over here? He says, K'di'isa b'gemara, machriz of Yanai, chaval al deles le'darta. V'tira le'darta of it. V'tara, I guess an opening to the darta he made. Okay, so going back to the thing now, let's see what he says here. The sphere of Malchus is the gateway to come to connect Hashem. K'mosha amar ha'kasuv, Zehashar Hashem Tzadikim Yavovo. This is the gate to Hashem. This is where the Tzadikim come in. Dikai Asvir Malchus Shehi Hasvir HaTachdona Romezet Amidat Yira Tata. Yira Tata. Right? So this Sphere of Malchus, which is the lowest of the Sphiros, it hints to the Midah of the lower fear. Ki midas hayira, the idea of fear, he harishes lahatchil b'avodas Hashem, k'mo shekasuv harishes chachma yiras Hashem. So the starting point of everything is fear, is awe and fear. Yeah. But even fear, like trepidation. B'kisha tasir misbar dalet osios Hashem Adonai mi misbar taf resh ayin aleph. So if you were subtract 4, yishar hamiloy levad, laf, lat, right? So you're taking off the first letter of each of those, right? It comes out to Gematria Tuf Resh Vav, which is the Osios Rus. Right? So when you remove the front end of the Shem Adnos, right? So you take off the Aleph, Dalet, Nun Yod, and you're just left with its miloy. So it's almost like behind the curtain of Malchus is Rus. That's what he's saying, right? After the front, you have the front, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yod. The miloy behind it is Rus.
Because it's like the Rus is behind David.
Right, exactly. It's
like generations behind him.
Correct. So now, so back to this idea that Malchus has nothing of its own. So then, therefore, it's not on its own. It's not the gateway to fear. It's just that which fills it up. That which is filled from when it receives from above, whatever it receives from above, mash enkin kishu reikana bagli miloi, when there is no miloi, az ena tara lahamidos halyonos ki ein baklum. Right. So if it's on, it's empty. There's nothing in there. Right. But it's when so that's when it's empty. But now v'nimsa shahamiloi v'ashleima shel Hashem adnos. So, but when you fill it up, then that's through who? Through Rus, right? Hainu hasha sufis misbar Rus, la misbar adnos, aznit haveha misbar tosh breish ein halif ki rak az nasa malchus shar la shem sadikim yavovo. The only way to work is you need a Rus to fill in and make the fill in to make it whole. And at that point, Taf Resh Ayin Aleph is indicative of the idea of a gateway. That's why Rus is called the mother of Malchus. Just like the mother is always worried to make sure that her daughter has everything that she needs, that she shouldn't be lacking at all. Kain astaros lemalot tzarchei sfiras hamalchus b'miloi Hashem adnos hameir ba. So she was busy filling in the need of the idea of malchus, filling in the name adnos with whatever was missing from it. V'lachein noagin lomar Megillas Rus b'chag ha'shavuos b'yom ha'dihilula shel David ha'melech. And that's why we have the custom to say Megillas Rus on the holiday of Shavuos, on his yard site, d'ka asher m'shabchin es David ha'melech shabana v'hikim es viras ha'malchus ad shenasa ha'mer kavel tar shabal peh. Because when we celebrate and we praise David ha'melech, who is the one who really established the sphere of Malchus until it becomes the vehicle of the Torah Shabbal Peh. Yeshel haskir gam kein et kocha shal Rus shal yada zachal azeh. Right, so then we have to mention Rus because it's her power that got us there. So she's the vehicle to the vehicle. The gam ma'atrin bohem et ha-Torah. And so then, oh no, I'm sorry. I skipped the line there. Minig Yisrael Torahu. It's funny, when I looked at the piece the first time, I totally am like, where is, doesn't make sense. I missed the line at the bottom here. So fine. So minig Yisrael Torahu. So the idea of our customs, the coming, to become, in a sense, an extension of Torah. So then what the minig was lachin prachim v'shoshanim v'shar asavi b'samim shanot din reach tov. So it's not just the trees, but it's also this idea of bringing flowers and other things that have a nice smell. V'gam ma'atrin b'hem et ha-Torah. And we use it also to beautify the Torah, like crown it or, right? So, well, anyanahu, so what's going on with that? The yadua shebechol davar shebo'olam Mirom Shmaya v'ad t'chos ara. So we know that what? Everything in this world, whether it be from the highest realm in the sky to the lowest place on earth, yesh b'hem nitzotzei kedusha meharam ha-meharapach nitzotzei ha-kedusha naflu beis b'riyas olam. Basically, there's nitzotzei kedusha within that it fills the entire world from the time of creation. Ve'elu harapach nitzotzin mitparadin v'nitzotzin dakin mitpashtin b'chol davar ba'olam v'notin le'mchiyos. And that, basically, it's interesting. These nitzotzei kedusha enliven. They're so little, they're small, but they are spread everywhere, and they give life, they give vitality to everything in this world. When Adam sinned, it spread out again these sparks of holiness. But then what happened was there was a mixture of good and bad. So when we sin, we just saw this, right? This idea that it gets into the bones, right? But here we see this idea that it spreads. Every time there's a chet, it adds to the power of the other side, to the shell. Our job in this world is to now fix the bad and turn it to good. And this way we are able to elevate these sparks of holiness to their holy source. V'nei ofen ha'avoda b'chol ha'masim ha'gashrim hu da'yidei shemivarach alav machzir ha'hana la'Hashem Yisbarach. So the way to do things in the physical realm, so that when you bless something and you return the pleasure to God, umishdamesh im ha'chush ahu l'shem shamayim, and when you use this sensitivity, and when you use it for like geared towards or focus for Hashem, as I mal hanitzot es hakadosh hamanuach ba l'sharasha v'zeh tikun. So when you have in mind and using these things for the proper intent, so then you're elevating it up to its original place, and it is a way of fixing that which went wrong. V'nei al chet Adam Arishon nifgamu rak shar hachushim. Everything, when the chet of Adam Arishon, when he sinned, every of the five senses, four out of the five, became impacted to the negative. Right? They were they were damaged. But not one thing. One thing that was not affected was the chush hareach, the ability of the power to smell. So there's no need to fix that. That stayed it pristine. But there was an original, you know, spreading of the nitzotzim that was before the chet. So the roses that have that have the smell, they're called the perach, pei reish ches, osias rapach. La rot shaban im sam rak nitzotzim miharapach shenaflu beis b'riyas ha'olam. So he's saying that in the original creation, there were nitzotzim that were spread out. Those were the reish pei ches. So when we see perach, when it's referring to the flower which has smell, it's the pei reish ches that was there from the original bria in the creation that was before the sin. So this is the nitzotze kedusha that were in the creation before Adam sinned. Shenaflu beis b'riyas ha'olam. Achein heima nitzotzin dakin v'tzrichin rak tikun dak. They're very thin, and therefore they only need a very small, very thin tikun, a fixing. V'kasher higiu b'nei Yisrael lahar Sinai v'paska zum hatan. And so it says that what? When the Jewish people arrived at Har Sinai, and they experienced what they experienced, what happened was, The negative impact that occurred when Adam sinned was fixed. V'nitkan chet Adam arishon, azai nitalu kol hachushim l'mala. And then what happened was all these things were elevated. V'yoter mehem ad ein shir. So then what was even higher when everything was being elevated was the power of smell, because it was already on a higher level. Because it came in shagam ad ashav haya mu'ula bikulam. It had never been impacted by the sin of Adam. So therefore, when it comes to the holiday of Shavuos, when we get the Torah, mechin and shoshanim v'prachim la'ariach ba, we prepare roses and other flowers to be able to smell them. The intent is to awaken the sense of smell, which is already an elevated spiritual plane from all the other senses. And so that we should be able to take the power of smell that we have within us and be able to elevate that much more to God. So we're already it's a beautiful idea that there's something, and that's what it says, that when it comes to the Mashiach, he'll be able to smell the truth. So it's something.
With this Corona thing, taking away your sense of smell, what does that say? What is that saying?
That's not a good thing. Can't be a good thing, right? Yep. It's interesting.
Did you, I read something.